This is the Bears Barroom Radio Network. The following program is recorded live and intended for all audiences.
This is the National Football League. You got a bunch of owners who inherit teams, who are members of the Lucky Sperm Club, who are trying to negotiate in 2018, high-tech type of agents. And I just think Ted Phillips and Ryan Pace are overmatched. And I think it's bad for the whole football team. And it's a cloud that hangs over the head of the Bears and Matt Nagy and what they want to do. How many times you heard this? I'm going to Vegas. I go, how'd you do? Well, if I lost $4,000, but you go there to have fun. No, you go there to win. And that's what's wrong with people. They have the negative mentality in anything they do, including sports, before they even laid the bet down. So you got to be positive. The people that really scare me, the people that can walk in those electric carts. And they go to the slot machine and sit on them. And then they forget that they're supposed to be, crippled from the waist down. Have a bear standing with a towel in his hands, rubbing his crotch. Bear ball washer. What you got to really try to do is money manage and only bet one or two games on a Sunday. That's what we'll be doing on Bear Barroom.
You're listening to the Mike North Advantage, and it begins right now.
That's right, the Mike North Advantage begins right now. I am Aldo Gandia, Mike's wingman, and do we have a show for you today. And it begins with heralding the hottest handicapper in the business. If you're new to the show, let me inform you that every week right here on MixLR.com at 9 a.m. Central, and then on the Bears Barroom Radio Network podcast feed, which you can find on iTunes, Google Play, you name it, Mike gives us four games to wager on, along with how many jelly beans to invest. And, well, Mike is red hot with a 14-1-1 record. Mike, your wife, BB, must wear sunglasses when she looks at you. How you doing, brother?
Believe me, she wears sunglasses, but not for that reason, my friend. How the heck are you, Aldo? How's everybody at the Bears Bar Room, who I love so dearly? Thank you for all the support that you're giving me, because nobody else will except the folks at Bears Bar Room. I don't care if it's Aldo. I don't care if it's Shane. I don't care if it's Tooch. I don't care if it's Little Nicky. I love Little Nicky. I don't care if it's Phil. I don't care if it's Bear Girl. These are the people. I'm sure I left somebody else. Aldo will fill in the blanks. But these are the people that are holding me up, because nobody else will tell anybody that the hottest handicapper, not only in Chicago, but in the United States.
That's right.
Is affiliated with Bears Barroom and the communist bloc countries, ladies and gentlemen. From Bulgaria to Budapest. From Budapest to Zaire. Nobody's hotter than me, and I'm going to tell you, I'm not a tout. I'm a handicapping expert, and I said to my good friend Jeff Schwartz when we got involved with Bears Barroom, I said, Jeff, here's what I got to convince Aldo Gandhi of, that I know what I'm doing. And if you see me from a distance, you wouldn't come near me for any kind of price. But I'm going to tell you now, I know what I'm doing. And when I tell people I'm going to pick winners for you, 14-1-1, Mark Potash, Chicago Sun-Times, sends me an email yesterday. And let me just tell you something. Mark Potash is a heck of a handicapper. Mm-hmm. And so is my other dear friend, Mark Silverman, a great handicapper, both of them. Mm-hmm. And when he sends me a note, and he doesn't usually do that, he sends the picks, says, Mike, here are the coming games. Make your picks. Mark Potash, good guy, neighborhood guy. When he says awesome, dot, 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 that's when you know. Because he's a newspaper guy. But sooner or later, the Sun-Times is going to have to do an expose on this. How long are they going to ignore this? Am I right or wrong, Al?
You're totally right. This is not easy to go 14-1-1 after 4 weeks of NFL action. That's phenomenal. You just rarely, if ever, see something like that. I don't know how you do it, brother.
Well, I'm telling you, I had the system, and once again, I'm going to tell everybody, this is nothing that I haven't told these folks, that I will make you more money. You'll be able to quit that job at Subway. You'll be able to quit that job at Dylan's check cashers. You'll be able to quit that job at Mariano's. You'll be able to quit that job at Whole Foods. You'll be able, okay, to sit at home like I do and watch television and watch old movies and look at the wife every so often and pet the dog and play golf like I did the other day. I'm done being around. I'm done. I'm telling people what can happen because it's happened to me. Aldo's been to my home. He knows how nice I live. I live a great life because of my wife, number one, and the way that we structured our finances, but also because I make money doing this. I get a check from Jeff Allen. I'm heavily involved with this great site that Aldo's built up. This ain't no joke. Enough is enough. By the way, Aldo,
we're
brought to you by the fine folks at Bet Chicago, kicking off the 2018 football season by giving away 10 grand. You know what? We got to buy this week, but the games are going on. Share of 10 grand available to you. All you have to do is download the Bet Chicago app or go to betchicago.com. Enter your picks to play, and it's completely free. It's no risk or reward, so why not play? Don't just watch the game Sunday night. Play the game and win some cash with Bet Chicago. So that's what we're doing here, and plus great content. The show I love as much as any show I've ever done. And Aldo has been a great, great wingman, but I had to prove to him, what, you know, how many guys have come up to you and go, I know what I'm doing when it comes to handicapping?
Oh, tons. Tons.
And then you got to show them.
And then they're asking me for money a couple of weeks later.
Right. You got to show them. So, hey, that's just the way it's going right now. A total overall with all the picks. I'm 38-21-4, 17 above 500. I was 7-5-3 last week. 3-0-1. Now, I take Arizona last week, and in the Sun Times, it was 3. They were getting 3. Sunday, they were getting 3.5, so I won that bet with the man.
Mm-hmm.
But we go by those picks. But to give you another example, I won a bet that way because the Broncos went down to 3 last week. And they, I wouldn't have covered it, but they got 4.5 in the Sun Times, so I got that game. So it evens out. I'm on fire right now. I've never been this hot in my career, in my life, in anything. In anything. So I hope everybody listens and gets some good picks. And I'm scared to death. And I know we talked. You talked to a guy yesterday, right, or something?
A few days ago,
a guy named Jim, right?
Right, right.
He got a little shook up because he laid off in week 3. Because I told him I was scared.
Right.
I told everybody, all our listeners, I was scared. I'm scared every week. I'm terrified. This week I'm terrified. So let's go. Let's win.
And I love your response, too, on Twitter. You said that you talked with Gale Sayers. And what was it that Gale told you?
He ran scared.
Right.
Gale, I'll never forget Gale.
Right.
I love Gale Sayers. Love him.
So he ran scared.
Well. I love him.
And he ran scared, and when you make your picks, you do it scared, but it gives you like an energy.
He ran scared his whole life. That's why nobody could catch him from behind for the most part. And not that he had the overall blinding speed. He had left the right lateral balance and quickness that would make him miss. And that's how I handicap.
Yeah, awesome. Steven Zim Zimmerman in the chat room says that Mike North is hotter than Tom Brady's wife. And how about Tom Brady's performance yesterday? The 41-year-old threw for 341 yards, 3 touchdowns, including the 500th of his career. Now, this guy, he is, what, now 39 touchdowns behind the all-time touchdown leader, Peyton Manning. And Brett Favre has 508, so he'll probably pass him in the next 2 or 3 games. And what did you think of Brady's performance, and are these Patriots as good as they looked last night?
Yeah, and I mean, I got to give a little bit of concern about their defense. Andrew Luck, of course, I haven't seen him throw a lot of long balls, but he's very accurate. He played with a depleted team last night, but they gave him a game. That's one of my Thursday losses. I am so good handicapping, except with my system, I'm better at a ton of games. So instead of just that individual game, and we discussed this on Sunday night, on Thursday night, on Monday night. Right now, on Mondays, I'm 2-2. On Sunday night, I'm 2-2. But I'm 0-4-1 after last night on Thursday, where Indianapolis was getting 10.5. Now, I don't care. It doesn't matter to me because this is a good sign. Every week I've lost on Thursday, I've destroyed on Sunday. So I looked at that game last night, and I looked at Indianapolis for having about 7-8 people out, played pretty good. Andrew Luck is the real thing, but Tom Brady, to me, Eldo, is the greatest quarterback who ever lived. I don't want to hear, and I've said this before to everybody, including you, I don't want to hear about Rodgers. I don't want to hear about all these other guys. You can bring them up. I'm going to dismiss them all because I'll bring up pertinent stats like Super Bowls and everything else. Montana, I used to think, was the best. This guy's the best. And now he's even more dangerous. He gets Edelman back. And then he's got, of course, Gordon now, which was a genius pickup by a great organization. And then you got Gronk, who's the best tight end in football, Sammy White. So he's got his weapons. Are they the great? Their offensive line blocks for him. He holds them accountable. I think if they're going to lose, it's going to be because of their defense.
Mm-hmm. Do you think the Patriots cheat, Mike?
I'll tell you what. I think every NFL team in some way bends the rules. I think there is jealousy towards him. The fact that you don't hear he's the greatest quarterback in history more is just mind-boggling, but there's haters out there for Brady. There's no doubt. He's supposed to be one of the most accessible superstars who's ever played the game. He's a good guy, got a hot-looking wife, got good kids. But, you know, he's going to be spygated. The deflated football thing was a joke to me. It will always be a joke. I took my – when you take your car out on a cold road, on a cold day in Chicago, you can have 36 pounds of air in your car or whatever the hell they call it. And by the time you get back from the store at Jewel or wherever you go 10 minutes later, there's 32. So just the conditions of the game – granted, but here's what I do know. I know guys that cheat that can't win. He wins. And if you think he cheats, it doesn't matter because he's got the rings, and I think I respect the guy more than I think he deserves a lot more respect than he gets. I do.
I'm not going to argue with you. He's definitely got the results, and you are a results-oriented guy. You're convinced when you see the results, and that, I like that about you. Now, speaking of results, boy...
Thank you, Aldo. Boy, I might have to take you to lunch next week. Drive by the Palatial Estate in Arlington Heights and go somewhere. Buy a pulled pork sandwich.
I'll take you to a Puerto Rican restaurant in the area. Just leave your wallet at home, okay?
That's all right. I you know what? I can't make it that day.
We Puerto Ricans are cash-only businesses.
Hey, that's the only way to fly.
That is the only way to fly. Listen, speaking of numbers and all that stuff, the NFL, we're seeing some incredible passing numbers, offensive numbers. This, according to ESPN, the records that are being broken through 4 weeks so far, we've got 2,999 completions. We've got completion percentage that is off the books, passing yards, passing touchdowns. Michael Thomas of the Saints has 42 receptions through four games. There have been five quarterbacks with individual 400-yard passing games. The records just go on and on. And Richard Sherman of the San Francisco 49ers, the longtime cornerback of the Seahawks, now plays for San Francisco, he was asked about that, and this is what he said.
They want it, though. You know, they want record passing numbers. You know, you got average quarterback. The average quarterback is passer rating. It's like 92. And that used to be Hall of Fame numbers. But now, you know, that's not Hall of Fame numbers. That's the average quarterback. Because you can't touch him. You can't tackle him. You can't hit him high. You can't hit him low. You can't knock him down to the ground hard if you push him too bad. You know, all that's a penalty. You can't hit a receiver high. You can't hit him low. You can't push him. You can't. You can barely press him. You know, it's making it really difficult on teams to combat it because every rule in the book is designed to make sure you don't get him stopped.
What do you think about what Richard just said there?
I agree with him wholeheartedly. If Johnny Unitas played with the rules of today, back then, he'd be uncatched. They wouldn't even be able to catch him. He threw a touchdown in 47 straight games back in the 50s, but he didn't throw. He threw. So if you had the fields they have today, the rules they have today, the fact Johnny Unitas' career, as long as it was cut short with effectiveness, not by the fact he retired. When he was still playing, you saw him dwindle in front of your eyes because of the massive beatings he took while he played. Bottom line is, if you couldn't touch Johnny Unitas like you can't touch the superstar quarterbacks today, I'm telling you right now, it would have been ugly if they had, and the passing rules, if they were in play. You used to be able to run a pattern. If you ran a pattern 5 yards and cut across the field, and the ball wasn't in the air, a linebacker like Dick Butkus could knock the crap out of you, okay? So you now that would be an unnecessary roughness call. So the rules have changed so much. When I hear Drew Brees is going to do this, when I hear Brady's going to do that, I can give two craps. It doesn't matter to me, because those guys now will be able to play till they're in their late 50s if they want, because you can't touch them. And when you do, you're penalized for falling on them too hard.
Mm-hmm.
So he's absolutely right.
Stacy in the chat room says that she doesn't agree with the new rules, not necessarily, but guys like Khalil Mack seem able to function fine despite them. I know that J.J. Watt and Khalil Mack shared Defensive Player of the Month awards for their respective conferences. So defenses aren't being completely shut out, but they're definitely in the defensive backs and in the hitting and so forth. It has moved over to the offense. And we could see defensive coaches adjust, and over time we could see things sway back towards the middle a little bit, don't you think?
Well, let me tell you something, Aldo, and I mean this for everybody out there. This is what I do, okay? I educate. All right, get the desks out.
Okay.
Sit down.
Get your pencils and paper out, everybody.
Yeah. Remember when you had to cover your books? Oh. I could never cover my book, you know? And the nuns would just go nuts. Anyway, I digress. I didn't want to cover the book. It wasn't mine. I was renting it, okay? That's all. That's all I'm telling you. Not that I've ever forgotten that. It was like 60 years ago, but that's okay. All I'm going to tell you is you would never... From 1992 down to the 80s, the 70s, I'm going to say 96, you would never have seen Mitch Trubisky do what he did last week. You would never have seen Patrick Mahomes do what they've done. You would never see these young punks, and I mean that in all reverence, come in here and break records their first three. Now, I'm not saying they might not be superstars someday, but Richard Sherman's saying under these rules, anybody's good. And that's not the way it's supposed to be. Now, I'm not saying these guys aren't going to be all that. You just never, ever, ever would have seen a quarterback get away with that. Maybe once in a great while.
Mm-hmm.
Once in a great while. But, I mean, my God, that was just a great performance by Mitch Trubisky. And you know what? For people to talk about the secondaries, look, defense now isn't what it was. You used to win with defense. Now you win with a great offense, and you hope that you have a good enough defense to stop them at pertinent times.
Yeah, exactly. I agree with that totally. Key moments of the game, you need a defense that can come through, pressure the quarterback, you know, tip the ball, create a turnover, fall on fumbles. You need well-coached defenses, you know, unlike what we've had here in Chicago prior to Vic Fangio, where there would be a loose ball on the field and defensive players were just looking at it and not rushing to the ball. Those days have changed for the Bears. We're back to the monsters of Midway. Let's stay on the topic of the Chicago Bears. You put out a video that you can find at bearsbarroom.com. You talked about Sunday's performance with the Bears, and you said that you're now feeling like you're a believer, that you're seeing enough good play out of this team to believe that this team is now on the upswing. Tell me more.
Well, the Khalil Mack trade changed everything. He was, in my eyes, a Reggie White acquisition. Reggie White was picked up by the Green Bay Packers in the early 90s. People poo-pooed the deal. Why are you going to Green Bay? It changed Green Bay's culture.
Mm-hmm.
He went there. All of a sudden, you had a superstar that not only affected the defensive players and made them better, but also gave the offense more time on the field.
Mm-hmm.
More opportunity if they didn't make a mistake, that they had a defense that was led by him that would stop that mistake from hurting them. So that's what we're seeing now. If Mitch Trubisky makes a mistake, that's fine. Because in my eyes, their defense, because of Khalil Mack, Akeem Hicks, and all these other guys, and I mean all these other guys stepping up to impress Khalil Mack, to show him that they're worthy to be on the field with him. Now, I said that the Bears would be better, or this Bear team, in my eyes, is better than the 2006 team that went to the Super Bowl
mm-hmm.
because of one guy, Trubisky. Now, if he can play somewhere in the middle, because he's not going to have days like this all the time, and he sure as hell hopefully won't have down days like he's had. Hopefully this was something that will give him a little bit more confidence. And you know what? If you don't turn the ball over, I said this last week, and you give, we score 14 to 17 points on offense, and we can get a couple turnovers to set up something else, we got a shot in this division. Because I don't think Minnesota's all that what they were supposed to be on defense. I think on offense, they picked up Cousins. So we'll see where the Bear defense is when they play a better football team. But right now, I don't care. You set up. Nobody had them 3-1. I'm happy where they're at. I'm happy Trubisky had this day. I don't care if I'm right, wrong, or indifferent. He wears a Chicago Bear uniform. And at the end of the day, if you think that you can win with a guy like this, even though you were critical of him, then you got to say so, and I'm in that mode.
Great. Hey, I wrote an article about Mitch Trubisky that people can find at bearsbarroom.com, and in that article I wrote that I thought that this bye came at a good time because it will allow Trubisky time to study what he did right and so forth. But now that I think about it, and particularly after watching the Patriots game, I wish they would have played the Dolphins this week and then had the bye before the New England game, because I think that could be a huge statement game, sort of like the 85 Bears when the Bears beat Dallas 44-0. That let everybody in the NFL know that this was a true football team worthy of everybody's attention. And, you know, I hate to glamorize everything that's going on and go too far here, but hey, it's possible that the Bears could be 4-1 when they play the Patriots in 2 weeks, and that could be a game that could signify to the NFL that this team is for real.
Well, I don't think they're going to look ahead like you wanted to just there. You're such a bad example for
the players. I do it all the time.
I know they listen. I know Hicks listens. Listen, they say they don't listen. When they see Bears shows, they listen.
That's right.
They want to hear. Okay? Just like when I was in the public eye in a major way. Mm-hmm. You check the papers, you know, to see if you're if they picked up a quote from you or what have you. So they all listen.
Mm-hmm.
Here's what I'm going to tell everybody.
Okay.
I think that this team, all right, didn't need the bye. I wish you would have called me. I would have stopped you from writing this column. But not that you're wrong. It might turn out to be a good thing because, you know what, maybe they're not good enough to overlook the Dolphins or anybody else. So, you know what, maybe this is something you give Nagy. He went from wanting Nagy to the mad scientist and Coach Nagy in my eyes last week because I thought he called a terrific game. So I like the games that he's calling, and I really think that what happened now is like getting up from the poker table after winning the biggest pot of the night.
Mm-hmm.
I think he keep playing, but there's nothing they can do about it. They got a week to prepare, and if they can beat Miami, they steam against New England. And anything can happen because with that defense now, with Khalil Mack, we're not sitting here talking about potential playoff.
Mm-hmm. Let's stay on the top.
God, am I on my game.
You
How
always
many weeks
are.
Is that now? Is this like 5-6 weeks in a row we're rolling?
You know, I was doing the show countdown. I count 8 shows. How is that possible in week 4? Maybe I'm...
Like supersonic travel, isn't it?
Yeah.
Us two together.
That's right. That's right.
You step on a plane, you're going to New York, you're on a supersonic jet, you get off 7 minutes later. It's awesome.
It's great. Let's stay on the topic of the Bears, but let's also introduce a little gambling into it because Bovada, is that how you pronounce it? Bovada? Bovada.
Isn't it a watch company?
Yeah, that's what I always thought.
Bovada. My North for Bovada. It's got a second hand that will knock your eyes out.
They're liking the Chicago Bears to make the playoffs. They've moved them up to -175, which means that you need to bet $175 just to win $100 to make the playoffs. Are you liking that move by the Vegas experts?
It's a smart move by them, and I'll tell you why. If the Bears' offense was clicking and their defense wasn't, you wouldn't see that, okay? We're winning because of our defense first. Now, when we say that we don't, or when we talked about earlier about the record number of points, absolutely, I'm with you 100%. But something seems to happen in the playoffs where if you got a decent defense, look out. and there's a lot of low-scoring games. Not every year. I'm not going to say every game's low-scoring, but things seem to change. Offensive teams tend not to make as many outlandish play calls. They got to play close to the vest. You're in the playoffs. You're not in week five. So, yeah, I think it's smart of them. They see a juggernaut coming, and they see Chicago people and national people that know football saying this team's got a defense, and we don't care who the offense is run by, and the coach has proved himself to our effect. So I think the smart money right now and the smart handicappers are going for Bears, and Vegas is adjusting.
Yeah, and if you want more information on the odds for all the NFL teams, head over to betchicago.com. They've got some excellent articles there. You know, one of the things they write about is that if you bet $100 for the Bears not to make the playoffs, then you win $135. That's a bet I will never make. Can't root against my team. No way.
You know what? It was hard. That's why last week I took the Bucks.
Yeah,
if you
that's
remember,
right.
That was one of my losses in my 7-5-3 thing.
You picked
and
the Bears to win.
I had been doing well with the Bears, but there's always that one game, right. And I was making all my reads, and it was a right read. Here's what's happening.
Mm-hmm.
Just like Vegas is adjusting to the season, they're going to have to adjust to the numbers. You're giving, you know what, I mean, the Bears are beating the spread every week.
Mm-hmm.
So they've become a surprise to the Vegas handicappers, not only to the public. Unbelievable. You should write this stuff down and keep it, chart it.
Yeah, I agree with
that.
Just
telling you.
I agree with that. Hey,
chart it.
The Rams, the odds for the Rams to make the playoffs are -3,500. So you've got to bet $3,500 to make $100. You're familiar with that world. Who out
right.
there makes a bet like that?
There are people that make a bet like that.
Wow.
There are people that lay down bets that will lay down. It's a sickness. I know a guy that put $35,000, flew to Vegas back in the day, put $35,000 on one horse. Now he's in Vegas mm-hmm. at a hotel
mm-hmm.
to watch a Kentucky Derby. And he put it down because that's the only place you could put it down in Vegas, that kind of money. He lost and stayed in his room for 3 days. That's how goofy. And he would have made like $20,000 on the bet.
That's amazing.
So he bet more than he would have won, and he lost anyway. And that's it. Crazy, guys. Yeah. There are crazy people. So Vegas knows this, but that's not. By the way, that the Bears won't make the playoffs, that's encouraging that you could win $135. They want you
mm-hmm.
to put that $100 down. That they won't make the playoffs for that $35 extra dollars that you'll make on the bet. They're trying to con you. So that's good news for the Bears, I think.
Mm. All right, Mike. There are people out there listening that are saying, let's get on with it. I need to know who to bet on this weekend. So let's play the music.
Ladies and gentlemen, brought to you by the Brodolyak Law Group. Chicago and Nashville law firm that has been fighting insurance companies since 1963. The Verdoliak Law Group offers reduced fees for those in uniform, military, veterans, police, and fire. If you've been injured, call 844-4-VLGLAW. That's 844-4-VLG-LAW. Or visit them at Verdoliak.com to get the money you deserve. That's VRDOLYAK. Say hi to my buddy Pete Verdoliak. They got offices all over the place. Pete's an avid listener. Pete's a great sponsor along with Bet Chicago. And get all your gambling information from Bet Chicago and from me.
Exactly.
Dear Lord, from me.
Exactly.
My God.
The hottest.
If you were going to go to the, if you wanted to take up the bow and arrow, Aldo, where would you go? A bow and arrow expert.
Exactly.
If you wanted to take up kayaking, where would you go? A kayak expert. When you want handicapping, you come here for Bears Barroom. Period. End of story. Now, we are, as we enter, 3-0-1 last week
mm-hmm.
with the picks. 14-1-1 overall, ladies and gentlemen.
Ka-ching.
It's not a mirage.
Ka-ching.
Believe me when I tell you this.
Yes.
Now, the first game, Aldo's going, dear Lord on high, throw the rope over the beam. If this guy doesn't make a pick, I'm going to hang myself. Okay. Here we go. The Panthers are -7 versus the Giants. And I'm saying to myself, self, it seems to me that's pretty high number. So are they trying to get me to take the Panthers, being illogical? Or do I really believe, even though Eli Manning hasn't had an offensive line since Christ was a child, that really, I mean, is he's looked pretty good to me. He's got Beckham. He's got Barkley. I think the Giants, I said it. And by the way, they're my only loss. They basically lost by 5. I think it was week 1 or week 2. Hey, you know what? When you only lose one game, the weeks start to pile up. And basically, they lost that game by more than – they lost by 5. So that's my only loss. But I've been riding the Giants pretty good, too. And I'm taking the Giants plus the 7 over Cam Newton at Carolina.
All right.
How do you like that one, Aldo?
I like that bet. You know, I'm not a big Cam Newton fan. I know that he's a good player. He delivers. But just there's something about the guy that I find him unreliable. I don't find him to be a leader. I like the Giants to cover, to get the 7 points.
I don't need
cover.
Your opinion on that. Please, dear Lord, don't jinx us. If we both like the same team, I'm gonna run headfirst into a spear.
I hate this pick. I hate this pick.
Oh my God. Okay, now let me also say this. I saw Cam Newton in an outfit last week. For anybody that remember, look it up. Cam Newton. He looked like a male Grace Jones. If anybody doesn't know who Grace Jones is, check out the movie Boomerang. Okay, just a very, very strange outfit. He looked like a bullfighter, to be honest with you. After some of these guys pick out these outfits and they actually think they look good.
I'd love to see you in any one of his outfits. That would be amazing. Any one of them.
Believe me, it would be at midnight, and there wouldn't be an audience. It would be unannounced. Okay. Now, poor Cam Newton. He can't get a break. You got the music going?
The music is going. Listen to this.
Right. Oh, yeah, that's right. I'm doing the Rush Limbaugh here, the one I can't hear out of. Okay, here we go. Sorry. Sorry to Rush Limbaugh. Yes, he's having an omelet. Chiefs, -3. You don't mind me. I know you. You don't mind me taking shots at Rush Limbaugh, do you?
I applaud that move.
Yeah, I know you do. You just put me down. You put a giant check mark by my name. Chiefs -3 versus the Jaguars.
Oh, yeah. That's a great
now,
game.
You know what? Everybody's talking about the Chiefs and Patrick Mahomes. We just talked about it. Mm-hmm. The rules are different now. Stuff like that. Mm-hmm. You know what? He's got a lot of advantage. Here's what my fear of Patrick Mahomes is. And I think Aldo, who has been cheering on Patrick Mahomes quietly, because he's a Bear fan, but he liked him from the beginning, and he basically said that in our first show. I remember, believe me, he's a member. He is.
I love
part. Mm. He is half of the hottest show in America. Mm. That's why I call him Aldo Gandia. Okay? I have the A on the end.
Thank you.
There's no problem here.
I paid a lot for that vowel.
That's right. Now, this guy Mahomes does one thing that disturbs me. They were bragging. These are grown-ass experts. Mm-hmm. We're bragging about his rolling out ability. Mm-hmm. If he keeps doing that, he will get hurt. You heard it here. If he keeps rolling out and they're bragging about 192 yards rolling out, he will end up getting hurt. He's a 6'3", 230-pound guy. I get that. He doesn't even look that big to me. He looks like he's 6 feet, about 190 pounds on TV, but he's a big kid, and he's tough. But if he keeps rolling out, Aldo, do you agree? You're taking a chance, period, end of story, just like Aaron Rodgers last year.
Absolutely. Any quarterback that is on the run is susceptible to more injuries than the traditional pocket passer.
Absolutely. I'm going with the Chiefs. I'm sorry. The Chiefs, I know the Jaguars got this defense, but we were just talking about the fact that, guess what? Patrick Mahomes is pretty damn good in his first year. He had a pretty good game last week, not the astronomical games he had before.
Right.
Blake Bortles, I think, is a pretty damn good quarterback. I like their defense, but I just think there's too many playmakers on the Kansas City Chiefs, so I'm going to take the Chiefs. So I have the Chiefs and the Giants. Now, Eldo goes, how can you top those two?
Those are two
great. And by the way, Eldo could have bought a brand new $200,000 yacht if he had just stuck his neck out a little bit.
I just need money for the driveway, that's all.
I understand. He could have had to steal it already. All right. Now, we have the Ravens, -3 at Cleveland.
Okay.
I don't know. I still don't know. We can't say. Elgo wouldn't say right now Trubisky's going to be better than all of them over one game. We can't say Mayfield's going to be better all of them over one game.
Right.
You know, because I'm going to tell you now, Mayfield looks great to me. Yeah. It's the defense that you got to worry about. But Tariq Hill, I mean, not Tariq Hill, whoever the quarterback was, I forget what his name was, the guy that got replaced.
Thyroid Taylor, whatever his name is.
That's right. Whatever. Yeah. Tripod Taylor. You got this guy Mayfield comes in. I just feel good when he's in there.
Yeah.
I'm not even one of. I like the Browns. I root for the Browns. I think they've basically become America's team over Dallas. Mm-hmm. Everybody in America likes the underdog. Now that they got that win under their belt, we're rooting for him, and we're rooting for Mayfield because he was a walk-on. I think this is the perfect story. They were the subject of Hard Knocks, and I like them over the Ravens. The Ravens, to me, lack one thing, consistency. They'll win a game 48-10, and then the next week they'll lose 10-0. It's weird.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that the Browns feel confident. I think that the Josh Gordon thing to the Patriots is good for the Patriots, but I also think it was good for the Browns to get rid of his sorry ass because that's what he was with Cleveland. So I have the Browns getting 3. The Chiefs, -3. The Giants, +7. I've never been more terrified in my life. Now, here we go. This is the one where they're going to be scratching their head.
Okay.
They're going to say, how can you do it? Just like they've said all year long. And that's why they're asking their wives to go to the safety deposit box or to write them a check to their guy. Because they didn't listen to me. Here's what I'm telling everybody. I'm not saying that Sam Darnold's going to be better than Trubisky. I'm not. I'm not saying he's going to be better than Mahomes. I'm not saying he might be effective in this game. I'm saying I like the Broncos in a big way, usually.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm seeing that the Jets are -1.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sorry. That hit makes no sense to me whatsoever. So I charted the game. Because I have to have my picks by Thursday.
Right.
Thursday afternoon for Mark Pottage. And I went over everything, folks, because when you're 14-1-1 and nobody wants to talk, you got to keep winning. Yep. Until everybody in America knows who you are. Mm-hmm. Right now, it's me and Eldo in our little neighborhood of Bears Bar.
I love it.
I got to continue to be on. There's no way the Broncos are winning that game. Mm-hmm. I'm taking the Jets. -1 in New York. And I happen to think it's a noon game. And I just think that's going to happen. Now, so you got the Giants, the Chiefs, the Browns, and the Jets. You like those, Aldo?
I love those. Now, you got to tell us how many jelly beans we're putting to each game.
Right. So last week, here's what I did wrong. I didn't give everybody jelly beans. When I forget to give the jelly beans out, it's 100 automatically.
Okay.
Okay, we'll put that down. Okay. So I'm up about 2,000 jelly beans. Really, 2019, what have you. I'm up 2,000 jelly beans. But I also equate it, as Aldo knows, to the building of a building. The architecture, if you will. The base. The floors, the cement, the concrete, the steel, the hard work by everybody. At the end of the day, there's a guy that cuts the ribbon. But the guys that actually built the building are on building another building. I'm in this building for the long haul. We're up 2,000 jelly beans. Eldo stumped. He could have had himself, quite frankly.
My gosh.
Well, I mean, to be honest with you, a fourth car. Because I know you probably got a couple. So, we're on the 25th floor.
Around the 25th.
At the quarter pole mark.
Yes, exactly.
Where I want it to be. Mm-hmm. It's unprecedented what we've done. So now what I'm going to do is I'm going to do this. It's another week where we're just going to go 100. Because I haven't had a bad week yet. I've had no losing weeks. So until I do, I'm not going to get crazy. And you're going, Mike, are you telling us you're going to lose? I'm telling you there's a possibility, just like the stock market.
Always happens.
Only it happens.
Yep.
Except when you're the best at what you do. Hey, even Michael Jordan one time against Golden State back in the day. You know why I remember this? That's the only time I saw him not get double figures. I don't know if he'd been out all night or what have you. He had 8 points. So yeah. I remember that. And the Bulls lost that game. I don't want that to happen to us. So we're going to 100 bucks on the Giants, the Chiefs, the Browns, and the Jets. Now, Eldo.
All right.
Like to hear my other pick?
Yeah, take us around the NFL for the other games.
Can you jack up the music a little bit? Let me see it. Let me hear it. It gets me going. I'm superstitious.
Sounds like, what's his name, the trumpet player, Alpert. What was his first name? Alpert.
First of all, don't disrespect Herb Alpert, okay? What the hell's the matter with you? He's one of your very own, I believe, if I'm not mistaken, or somewhere close.
He's somewhere south of border.
I mean, my God, the guy did A Taste of Honey. The man did, first of all, this guy's in love. The guy made one record where he sang, and it's like one of the great love ballads of all time. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Didn't know I had his poster when I was a kid. Okay.
No, I didn't. Hey, speaking of love, Bill Miller says that he's played all your picks and he loves them. He says, "In Mike, we trust." So keep going, Mike, and give us those.
And I don't want to hear anything from anybody. Well, they can't. Everybody in Chicago, they have handicaps. You know this, Aldo.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, ghost. Check out so-and-so, or I'm going to be on this channel, or I'm going to be on that channel, and I'm this. No. You're not the best, though. The best is right here.
Right
here. At least for now.
I can
turn it to the worst overnight. Are you ready?
Yes, I'm ready. Go for it.
He's ready to drive his car. Eldo wants to get in the car, just drive off a cliff. Mike, make your picks. God bless you. Okay. Right now, Green Bay against the Detroit Lions.
Mm.
Okay, at Detroit. Matthew Stafford, nobody ever talks about him. A waste of money. A waste of money. Because once you signed him to that big deal, Aldo, you know what that stopped you from doing? Getting other players.
Right.
Okay?
Right.
So he's throwing, and he had no concept of that. Tom Brady had a concept of that. Brett Favre, these guys have given up money in the past.
Mm-hmm.
Matthew Stafford, I don't hear a whole lot of giving up money. Maybe he has, but I haven't heard a whole lot of it. I'm going Green Bay, -1. And all these picks, by the way, are in the Chicago Sun-Times. Don't forget, I'm 38-21-4. Here's one everybody's expecting to go Minnesota's way. I'm telling you right now, it's the Philadelphia Eagles versus the Minnesota Vikings. This is going to be Wentz's, third week playing, right?
Correct.
I feel bad for the Minnesota Vikings because here's what I'm seeing. Cousins is going to undergo a pressure he never thought he was going to overcome.
Mm-hmm.
Because that Minnesota Viking defense was supposed to be the best defense in the NFC North.
Right.
We all know who's got the best defense in the NFC North now.
Oh, yeah.
And it's not the Minnesota Vikings. It's the Chicago Bears. So he's going to have to deal with the defense that's going to be riddled. And I don't think he'll be able to do it and keep up with Wentz. I think he's still learning the system. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm taking the Eagles. Now, the Steelers -3.5 versus the Falcons. Eldo knows this. I'm not a fan of either team, but if you put my back against the wall and my life on the line, there's no way I'm taking the Falcons over the Steelers at Pittsburgh, -3.5. So take the Pittsburgh Steelers -3.5. And before I go on, I'd just like to ask Eldo a question.
Sure.
Eldo, is there anybody that goes over the NFL like we do?
Let's see. Let me think real quickly. No, absolutely
not. Way too long to answer. The answer is absolutely not. Thank you. All right. Let's go now. Bengals -5.5 versus the Dolphins. I love the man, and it's unmistakable. Bengals -5.5 versus the Dolphins. You know what? This is another throw a coin up in the air type of game.
Yeah.
Cutler's gone. That's a positive for the Dolphins. But the Bengals have a defense that I don't know if you can count on it every week, but three quarters of the season, they could be like rabid dogs. I'm going to take the Bengals minus the 5.5.
Yeah.
Are you writing these down, Eldo, by the way?
Yes,
so you'll
I am.
Be able to buy yourself some paint and sealant and everything you need?
Yeah, I am indeed. And that Dolphins.
But you won't have to worry. I got crime tape I can give you. But, you know, when, once you put the driveway down so people can't come through.
Thank you.
Chargers minus 5 versus the Raiders. I was watching probably the worst NFL show this morning, trying to get any kind of information out of this show.
Which show is that?
I don't know. Good Morning NFL. Have you ever seen it?
Yeah, I like that show. I like, what's her name? Kay Adams. She's a friend of the show.
Right. I never said a bad thing about her. Believe me when I tell you. Okay? I never said, it's the other guys, okay? I don't know who Peter Schrager is, but when I go to Wikipedia and there's nothing about him, I'm terrified, okay? I went to Wikipedia. I mean, you could look up Jerry Mahoney, the ventriloquist dummy. Remember Jerry Mahoney?
I remember Jerry Mahoney.
Or Knucklehead Smith, and there's more in Wikipedia about them than about Peter Schrager, okay? And Peter Schrager, who's an Oakland Raider fan, on the NFL Network, I could tell just from his talking about his love for John Gruden today.
Oh, no.
And the fact that he listened to the Raiders broadcast on the radio. And after Gruden wins this week, okay, then everybody will shut up about him, even though they'll be 2-3.
Mm-hmm.
Now, here's the terrifying part about my pick. I agree with this guy. Except, so does Potash. Mm-hmm. So does Silverman. Mm-hmm. So if there was a pick after hearing this guy give his reasons that I would want to change, I would change it. I would absolutely take the Chargers minus 5. But I'll go along with him because I picked it before he did.
Mm-hmm.
And so if we're all dumb, fine. If we lose, I'll be able to let him know next week that, you know, when you play favorites, you go down the road. So I'm very concerned about this game, but I like the Raiders plus 5. Rams might, by the way, you sound like you're defending a member of your family with that lovely young, that lovely lady. I wasn't saying anything against her.
Oh, I know you weren't, but
can I not like a show? What do you mean about that show? Are you kidding me? They're great. My God. Unbelievable.
Don't mistake my love for Kay Adams as protecting the integrity of that show. Yeah, you know, it's whatever.
I just want to say, you hung a shingle outside your door. Okay, it was very impressive. Okay, here we go, Aldo.
Okay.
Now, ready? Rams by the 7 at Seahawks.
Yeah.
I love the Rams.
Oh, yeah.
Who would have imagined?
Mm-hmm.
At Seattle, getting 7 with Russell Wilson as your quarterback. And I'm sticking to my guns on this.
Mm-hmm.
I said, 3 weeks ago to Aldo, Russell Wilson will be Denver's quarterback next year. I don't care if Case Keenum's under contract. You know how NFL contracts are. Elway won't mess around.
Mm-hmm.
He will not mess around if Denver doesn't get better with Case Keenum. You heard it here first.
Okay.
And Russell Wilson's got to get out of there. When you're as talented as he is, and your 7-point dogs just make it through the season alive. 49, so I'm going to take the Rams. 49ers minus 4.5 versus the Cardinals. Man, wasn't Garoppolo supposed to be all that? Yet they lose him and they're favored by 4.5.
Yeah,
how's that happen, Aldo?
Because the Cardinals are so putrid.
Bingo! Aldo wins. 49ers minus the 4.5. Perfect. I didn't need to even go into anything else.
Yeah,
and the Bears, I mean, you know what? The Bears beat them down, and then they have to play other teams that are pretty damn good.
Mm-hmm.
But the 49ers defense isn't bad. If you just have a quarterback that's serviceable, they'll win that game. Texans minus 3 versus the Cowboys. Watson's starting to play better.
Mm-hmm.
Watts hit another phenomenal day. Couple forced fumbles, what have you. I'm taking Dallas. I'm taking Dallas. I think this, not again, this is an 8-8 football team.
Right.
So they're going to win some games they're supposed to lose. They're going to lose some games they hope that they're supposed to win. Aldo knows when you're 500, you're mediocre in my eyes. It's not parity.
Right.
I think that's how Houston is, and that's how I think Dallas is. I look at the point spread. I did my charting. I'm taking the Dallas Cowboys.
Mm-hmm.
Titans minus 3.5 at the Bills. Aldo knows this. I've been riding the Titans. Mariota and Vrabel seem to be a good team.
Yep.
Their defense seems to be playing. If this is finally a New England guy who's a head coach
mm-hmm.
that's successful off the tree of Bill Belichick, because those have been few and far between. I can point to a guy that Aldo and I probably would love to eat with, Charlie Weiss. he was a Patriot guy. What happened to him? Josh McDaniel, you know, a lot of guys.
Oh, yeah. Romeo
Crennel. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah.
He's the first guy to me, Vrabel, that seems to have a pretty good grasp on things. And then, once again, now we have the Saints minus 6.5 versus the Redskins. You know what? Drew Brees is just too much. And I just think on Monday Night Football, I think they if it would have been 8, I would have taken the Redskins. But if you're telling me... New Orleans, you know, you got to get out of the mindset that New Orleans has nothing else but Drew Brees.
Mm-hmm.
They got Kamara. They got some talented receivers. Their defense is young and aggressive. And Sean Payton's a pretty good coach. So I'm going to take New Orleans. So let's go down the line. Packers, Eagles, Giants, Steelers, Bengals, Chiefs, Browns, Raiders, Rams, 49ers, Cowboys, Titans, Jets, Saints. And then I lost with the Colts last night while the other two gentlemen on the Sun-Times, Todd Ash and Silverman, won with the Patriots. So that was the same scenario last week, and I ended up winning the week. Mark did a good job. Sylvie's had a down week, but he's been doing great, too, and he's won. I haven't beaten those guys in the last 2 years, so I got to keep churning because you can have one bad week.
All right, and just to recap the four games.
Does it get any better than that?
Oh, none better. Just to recap the four games that you've picked for our bar.
Sound like you're talking about the patty melt at the diner.
To recap the four games that you've picked for the Barflies and all of our listeners that you are you, because you're 14-1-1. So let's go over these four games. You're telling people
I'm like 94%. BB told me or something. But, you know,
I'm glad. I'm glad she told you that.
That Indianapolis should have gone for it last week instead of having a tie.
Uh-huh.
That tie looms big now. Last week, instead of Frank Reich going for it after getting your ass kicked last night.
Yeah.
So that's all nonsense. If you tell me I hate ties, but I hate losing more. Period. Sorry.
No problem. Tell me those four games again. 100 jelly beans for each of those four games. Tell me who you got: Panthers and Giants. Panthers.
All right, Giants plus the 7, okay. Chiefs minus the 3, Browns plus the 3, and Jets minus the 1. Ladies and gentlemen, I implore you, I'm on my hands and knees begging, you'll be able to quit your job at Home Depot. Just invest a little bit. Do what you got to do. I don't care if you're an executive. Throw some money. This is forget about your 401k. Well, don't forget about it, but put it in the background. You're not even supposed to think about it. A lot of money for bare barroom picks. That's all.
That's all. All right. I want to talk a little bit outside the world of football.
Yep.
There is this guy named Conor McGregor. He is fighting somebody named Khabib Nurmagomedov. I think I got that almost right. And this guy is a very good fighter. He's apparently been beating up on people. He's unbeaten in 26 fights. And yesterday was the big press conference where everybody expected McGregor and Khabib to kind of go toe-to-toe, but McGregor showed up 15, 20 minutes late. Maybe he was closer to a half hour when he showed up. By that time, Khabib had already left, and this is what Conor McGregor said when he was asked why he was late.
I did not plan this. I tried to get here. You know yourself, I'm only a couple of minutes late for f***ing sake. The man backwards, he should have just stayed put. But whatever, that's his sign. He doesn't want to be around me. He doesn't want to be around these people. He is petrified. And that's it. He said nothing in New York. And I guarantee he was saying shit while I wasn't here. So that's the truth of it. So, hey, it is what it is. I've given you enough bleeding face-offs and all this shit over my years. So, look, I'm here to fight this man Saturday night. He has to make way. Make sure he goes and gets that fucking weight off him. That's more important for me. I want him making weight. I want him to show up on Saturday night because he has pulled out fights very last minute, been rushed to hospital and all these other bollocks. So get that man into that sauna and cook him like a little chicken jaw rat that he is.
The guy hasn't fought in 2 years, but I'll tell you one thing. The guy is so entertaining with his words and how he promotes fights and stuff. What do you think about this fight, Mike? And is this something that you would suggest a little wager on? And if so, who
would
you
bet on? I'll watch it. And McGregor's the underdog here. And, you know, he's such a good promoter.
Oh,
such
my
a great
goodness.
Promoter.
He really is.
He's built, he's really taken it to another level. I think that. I believe in him. I'm Irish and Italian. I know the mentality of the man. He's not afraid, but this guy's another guy. I mean, look at what he's done to fight Floyd Mayweather. That was a feather in his cap, not Mayweather. I don't care if Mayweather won the fight or not. You're supposed to be one of the greatest fighters in history. And you couldn't, I mean, really, I know what you did to him.
Right.
But McGregor fought a damn good fight. I'm going to say that there's a reason McGregor's the underdog. I'd like to see him win, but if this kid wins, I have no axe to grind. I'm probably just going to watch the fight, and I wouldn't bet it. But if I was going to bet it, I'd go light, like I do on Thursday night, because I have an idea who might win, okay, and it might be the other guy. But you know what? If you have a good enough rooting interest, then you don't have to bet on fights. The reason I bet on football is because I only have one major rooting interest, the Chicago Bears. And there are other teams I could give two craps about except in the division. All right? But I wouldn't watch most of the games if I didn't have money on some of them. And that's why I decided to get into handicapping to turn it into a business. So smart bettors will stay away because this is a very unpredictable match. Who knows? It could end up being a draw.
Yeah, I agree with you. It's
can I talk about the Cubs for a second?
I was just going to ask you two questions about the Cubs.
Okay, go ahead.
All right. So are the Cubs in trouble because of the massive contracts they are carrying and the lack of return on investment on some of those contracts? And the second part of the question is, how long before the White Sox overthrow the Cubs as the best baseball team in Chicago, or is that a pipe dream for Sox fans?
Okay, let's get to the first one, okay? They got bad contracts. Hayward's a bad contract. We know that. But Hayward's not the guy that lost them these games. I know that he's got the worst though postseason batting average for anybody with 100 or more at-bats in history. In history.
Wow.
He's got 15 hits and over 100 at-bats.
Holy.
That's pitiful. Golden Glove outfielder. Nobody cared in 2016 because everybody hit. Now I'm hearing about Bryce Harper. Bryce Harper hit half a season. You can play with all the stats you want. Do I want another guy that's going to hit 220, 230 in the first half? I don't care. Okay, he walks a lot. And all these stats that they can make up like war. I don't want a guy that walks a lot. And he got, by the way, what have they ever won with him in Washington? And he got hot after the All-Star break. I get all that. But he's a 250 hitter. So I would prefer they go after, now that Addison Russell should be gone from the team, because what's-his-name, Theo Epstein, said the other day, he was very, very sure about all his remarks except one. They asked him if Addison Russell's going to be back. He goes, I don't know. In my world, that means he's gone. Go get Machado. I don't care if he hits 290. He'll play the game. He'll be good at Wrigley Field. And you got a shortstop. Keep Hayward and Wright. They're talking about making some trades. I think Schwarber should be on the trade block.
Yeah.
I had him for 279 this year with 27 homers and 79 RBIs. Now, maybe I went over on the average, but my God, he had a horrible, horrible last month. They didn't want to play him, and then you see him out there too. You can't have the luxury of having a DH on your team no longer. So I think commitment too. Arenado had as many injuries as Bryant, and I know, and he just put up bigger numbers, and he's a better player, and Bryant's got to lift weights. He looks anemic. Other than that, I was happy with everything.
Now, what about the White Sox? They got a chance to, in what, 2-3 years to maybe overthrow
they
this?
They just broke the record for most strikeouts in the season at 1,500. Jeez. They don't have no chance. They're the 70s. Wow. They broke a record for, are you kidding me? They're horrid. And, wow. And now their prospects are getting hurt. From Kopech to Berger to anything else. They're like the Bulls. They're Reinsdorf run. Inept. It's not going to happen. And by the way, let me say this about the Cubs. They're the I said maybe at the beginning. And by the way, the Arrieta deal screwed him from the get go because you know what that did once Darvish couldn't perform because he's soft serve. That moved all the pitchers up. You don't want to see Mike Montgomery start a lot. He's a middle reliever. Mm-hmm. It moved everybody up, changed all the dynamics. Morrow getting hurt. Theo Epstein, I give him all the credit in the world for saying he made mistakes in the offseason. Duh. So they could be the 85 Bears. Yeah. Because Milwaukee, by the way, is not going anywhere, folks.
No,
I got news for everybody. They're ferocious. That's what the Cubs got to be, ferocious.
You know what? We're already at the hour mark, but let's go a little longer since you brought up the Milwaukee Brewers. We've got 4 baseball games today. 4 championship baseball games today. What do you think? What do you like? What should we be looking for?
Listen, we can go over any time for you, okay? That's just the way it is. I don't give a damn. I'll go all day. I mean, with this show. It's like a bonus for everybody else. A bonus for me, a bonus for everybody else. First of all, Christian Yelich, let's never forget this. Derek Jeter is a moron. Repeat after me. Derek Jeter is a moron. Not only giving away Stanton, which was fine. I had no problem with that. But you have to keep some of your studs to get rid of Ozuna, who was happy out there. And to get rid of Yelich, that's worse than getting rid of Lou Brock for the Cubs. You got the MVP of the league. Javi Baez, I love Javi, but this year, I'm sorry, at clutch moments, Christian Yelich has been there. I think right now, I like the Indians today. I'm not gonna bet them. Nobody's talking about the Indians, are they? Nobody. No. It's all about Houston. Mm-hmm. The Rockies at the Brewers, be careful of that game today. I mean, I'm not going to give these as my official picks,
sure.
But that's a great series. The Braves look anemic, losing to the Dodgers, yeah. And now they got Kershaw gone. With his record, who knows? Mm-hmm. They could end up winning that game, the Braves. They got Freeman. They got, Markakis. They got some good players, and let's face it, Kershaw's got back problems. He's not the same pitcher anymore that he was, or that he was supposed to be, especially in the postseason. Then you have the Yankees at the Red Sox. You know what? All you have to do is turn on the TV, and they'll be genuflecting in front of the Yankee logo, most of the national media. I think you just hope Boston beats the crap out of them. You just do.
Well, Chris Sale hasn't been pitching as well as he has. I mean, he's dominated the Yankees, but lately I don't remember his record, but I know that I heard today on the radio that his record the last 2 or 3 games hasn't been so good because of some injury issues and so forth. But he has dominated
Chris
the Yankees.
Sale.
Look at this guy.
I got the black box. You like the black box. I know that. And I got Wikipedia here. I got the stats right here for everybody. This is live podcasting, ladies and gentlemen.
That's right.
Shut up. The lady won't be quiet. Okay. He said, she just told me to shut up back. I can't believe this. I mean, it's haunted. What they're saying about the NSA and all that,
uh-huh.
I'm here to tell you. 12-4. Injury riddled, 2.11 ERA. I'm sorry. Now, game started 27. So, you know, I didn't chart all his games. This is a guy mm-hmm. who's got a 2.11 ERA. Wow. But can he be beat? Yeah. Sure. He could be beat, but I like their chances of winning.
Yeah, he's dominated the Yankees, is what I heard on the radio. But we'll see. That's going
to
be.
Who are you listening to?
You know.
Don't even tell me. I might throw up in my mouth.
I don't want to make you angry.
Yeah, don't make me throw up. No, I won't be angry. I'll throw up in my mouth.
I don't want you to do that either.
Nobody wants to swallow again. Believe me, it happened to me once.
We always talk a little movies at the end of the show, and I want to ask you, what are your thoughts about, what is it, the 4th or 5th remake of A Star Is Born? Everybody is talking about this movie. Everybody who has seen it has said nothing but great things. things about Bradley Cooper, who is written, directed, and stars in the movie in the Kris Kristofferson role. And Lady Gaga in the Barbara Streisand role is getting great accolades as well. Any thoughts on A Star Is Born?
And well, of course, I know all four of these Star Is Born vehicles. Mm-hmm. I mean, number one, I want Lady Gaga to be as good as Janet Gaynor. Mm-hmm. Was. I don't think Judy Garland was that good. I couldn't stand James Mason in the role. Awful. I think that is a tremendously overrated Star Is Born because of who's in it. She was the darling of the media. She was a West Coast, East Coast lady, mostly East Coast. The liberal people loved her, mm-hmm. and all you heard about her was complain about her work hours. I'm here to tell everybody that in the back in the day, mm-hmm. Doris Day worked as hard. A lot of people did. Mm. They just didn't have the issues right. until some of them later on, like Doris Day. I think there's a lot of people that could have played the role outside of Judy Garland. Now, So I got one good one, one bad one. Okay. Then you got the one with Streisand. Here's what ruined that whole thing. It was originally supposed to be Presley and Streisand together.
Wow.
And Streisand would not adhere to Presley getting top billing.
Oh,
that's why she made the movie with a guy that I thought was, I like Kris Kristofferson for country and for balance, not for that movie. He wasn't good enough to have the adulation I thought that they showed in the movie. Or that now he did, what he did do is play a washed up guy. Kris Kristofferson is one of the most intelligent men. He's a medal. He won medals in the army. I think he's a Rhodes Scholar. This guy's an Ivy Leaguer.
Wow.
And I respect him. Mm-hmm. But I don't think he was that good. Now, what I'm hearing about Lady Gaga, I'll finally get to see what she looks like. That's my main mission.
That's right.
I don't know what the woman looks like.
Nobody
she looks
does.
Different every time I see her. And Bradley Cooper, when you look at the Hangover movie alone, forget about Silver Dollar Notebook or whatever that was. That movie sucked. I think it was overrated. It was a Harvey Weinstein type of film. Jennifer Lawrence, Robert De Niro. Wasn't a big fan.
Yeah, I wasn't either.
It wasn't that good. But Bradley Cooper is such a great actor.
Yes.
And so I'm looking forward to seeing it. But I'm going to wait to see what the people in the Midwest think and not what I'm hearing out of Variety or from the critics yet.
Absolutely. I can't wait to see it either. I got a super busy schedule, so I may not see it this weekend. But
you're always working.
I know. What's going on with me?
By the way, I mean, last week you guys, the bar room was all over the place. Bear games, it was great.
Oh.
Good coverage by everybody. Breaking down the film, Dr. Phil, Bear Girl out there in Toronto, 1 year anniversary. Come on now.
Not bad, huh? Hey, Mike, before we go, tell us why we do this show, because we've got sponsors. Tell us who they are.
Let me tell you something, buddy. All I'm going to tell you is this. When I asked Pete Verdoliak to help us out, he said, what do you need? What do you need? That's why, if you have an issue, that's the type of people that they are. Verdoliak Law Group is a Chicago National law firm. Check them out. Call them up, 844-4-VLG-Law. Check out the banners on Bears Bar Room and all the shows. All the shows benefit from them. And then you got Bet Chicago. Wonderful people, Frank, all the great guys over there. Just leading the way for wagering and handicapping information from Tiger Woods to the NFL. And, don't forget the $10,000 Bet Chicago contest. Download the Bet Chicago app. Play today. Go to betchicago.com, BETCHICAGO.com. Follow at Pete Verdoliak. Follow at Verdoliak Law Group. Follow at Bet Chicago.
Mike, this weekend is going to be a...
I'm terrified.
You're terrified, but you got four baseball games to look at today, all of them with every pitch counting. That's baseball. That's the best thing. And then you got college football, and then you've got pro football on Sunday. You don't have to worry about the Bears winning or losing. You just have to worry about covering the points.
That's
spread
a beautiful
on your
thing this Sunday. We're in first place at 3-1. Mitch Trubisky's coming off a great game. Nagy, by the way, I didn't say enough about the great game that he called.
How about
the defense played great. All three phases of the game, special teams, offense, defense. Khalil Mack right now, is in the running for Defensive Player of the Year. That's indisputable. So it's going to be fun, and the other players have gotten better.
You got it. Mike North, you are the
love you,
best.
Brother.
I love you, too. Say goodbye to everybody.
So long, everybody.